This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Europe has been mostly united the past 90 days or so, standing together against the Russian invasion of Ukraine. That, of course, is geopolitically. Economically, it's a whole different story. Specifically, the trade relationship between the European Union and Western Europe's biggest military power, but no longer EU member, the UK. And right about there, I'm going to guess, is where you go, oh, yeah, Brexit. Northern Ireland is the specific issue, this time, as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
The UK was hoping for frictionless trade with the EU after it left the bloc, but as Archie Norman, boss of British retail giant Marks & Spencer, told the BBC, here's what he faces when sending just one truckload of goods across the Irish Sea to the Republic of Ireland.
Wagons have to carry 700 pages of documentation. Takes 8 hours to prepare the documentation. Some of the descriptors have to be written in Latin. It has to be in a certain typeface. So it's highly bureaucratic and pretty pointless.
It'll be even more pointless, he said, when the Brexit grace period ends and he faces the same hassle sending goods across the Irish Sea to the northeast corner of the island of Ireland, which is part of the UK.
Quite a lot of products simply wouldn't get to Northern Ireland. And what does go there would be very, very costly.
For most non-food products from the British mainland unloaded here in Northern Ireland, the Brexit grace period is already over. And a lot of goods from Great Britain, or GB as it's called, have been squeezed out of the Northern Ireland market. Robin Mercer runs the Hillmount Garden Centre in Belfast.
We have not brought a plant in from GB this year at all. You know, it's just too much hassle.
Instead, he's had to buy his plants from further afield, from EU countries where weather and soil conditions are different. He says the British plants are healthier.
So you would prefer to be getting them from GB?
Oh, totally. Yeah, no, like we've worked with firms for 20, 30 years from GB. But it's just so much, you know, paperwork, so much hassle.
But all this hassle, says Mattia Di Ubaldo of the UK Trade Policy Observatory, is the inevitable result of Brexit.
The EU has to protect the integrity of the single market. It cannot allow a border where products could leak into the European Union without being subject to the checks.
And he says those checks can't take place between Northern Ireland and the Irish Republic.
Avoiding a border in the island of Ireland was necessary to protect the peace process.
Such a border would infuriate those in the British province that want a united Ireland and would undermine the Good Friday Agreement that brought peace there 25 years ago after decades of violent struggle. Trouble is, putting the border between the province and the rest of the UK instead under an arrangement called the Protocol has enraged the pro-British unionists in Northern Ireland.
The Protocol has to go.
Sammy Wilson of the Democratic Unionist Party, which is now refusing to take part in the governance of Northern Ireland.
The protocol is a poison in the system at present. There is no consent for the protocol amongst any of the unionist representatives.
It's the protocol, he says, that is the most serious threat to the Good Friday Agreement. Now the UK government in London has plunged into the fray.
Order! Order!
In a rowdy parliamentary session, the government said it'll introduce a bill enabling it to suspend parts of the protocol unilaterally if the EU doesn't agree to radical changes. Brexiteer lawmakers like Peter Bone loved the move.
The only way you're going to get the EU to come to the negotiation table and really negotiate with you is if you threaten them with that bill.
But opposition spokesman on foreign affairs Stephen Doughty accused the government of threatening to tear up a treaty that it signed just over 2 years ago.
Britain should be a country that keeps its word. The rest of the world is looking at us and wondering if we're a country that they want to do business with.
In the same vein, Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House of Representatives, warned that Congress wouldn't agree a free trade deal with the UK if the Brits ripped up the protocol. The European Commission hinted at a trade war over the issue, and the US State Department deplored this rift between the Allies when they should be united behind Ukraine. The Brexit earthquake rumbles on. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.